It's nice to see my everything on Rise FM Lunch. I'm not surprised to see witchcraft in the comments section. The question we had asked earlier was, what are some of the things that you know for sure originated on the African continent? Share yours.
Discover a world of possibilities at Nzululwazi Training Academy Mbombela, your gateway to success. Our private institution is renowned for excellence, offering sought-after courses. We welcome matriculants and scholars, providing top-notch professional training. Visit nzululwazitraining.co.za to explore our diverse range of courses and embark on a journey towards a brighter future. Nzululwazi Training Academy Mbombela, where quality education shapes promising careers and transforms aspirations into achievements.
It's time to love yourself, because prepping wena means protecting yena.
To stay forever wena, get tested whenever.
Forever ask for consent. Condomize.
My sex if you're not feeling it. Be forever prepped and forever status checked.
Because it's not one or the other.
It's forever wena. Know your sexual health options and choose you. Visit foreverwena.co.za.
The weekend games have come and gone. Some moments made you jump out of your seat, and others left you wondering, what just happened? Norflex Jal want to hear about those sports moments on 947 Rise and Vuma FM. Be it a local or international sports fixture, we want to hear what you have to say. Share your moment of the weekend voice note to 060-708-0484. And you could hear it on Reaction Monday's Moment of the Weekend. Tune in to Marawa Sports Worldwide weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on 947 Rise and Vuma FM. Brought to you by Norflex. Reduce pain and inflammation, and numb the pain with Norflex gel.
Rise FM Lunch celebrates African unity. We're celebrating Africa Day, Africa Month, and we just simply want to know some of the things that you are well aware of that originated in Africa. So you're having your say on at Rise FM 943, which is our social media page on Facebook. Let's see what you've had to say. E.M. Thorpe says it's got to be corruption. Like, it must have started on the African continent. You really believe that, Thorpe? Or are you just saying, is it for jokes? McDonald's Fiso, Utiena, handmade X, Lizembe was definitely originated in Africa. Could you? I've seen Bandu a China chopping meat. No. Maybe that was after it originated in Africa. You could be right. You could be right. I'm not quite sure, though, but you could be right. Mchichini is masomuntunaiza. Uti, wearing skin of animals. Wearing skin of animals in Africa. Let me see. I'm trying to think if I've seen this anywhere else. But it must have, hey? It must have. It was probably a thing you would see, but we can't just eat the meat and leave the skin. Like, the skin looks like it can be used for something else. Like, you're gonna, you know how some people, if you eat an animal, you eat every single part of that animal. I see. Okay, I want to take it to another level, but let's leave it here. You could be right. I think I'm leaning towards this one. Wearing skin of animals must have originated on the African continent. That is from Chichini. Thank you for sharing. A hand X. Here's another one from Pat Mlimi. Let's see which one I can close it off for now. We'll do the rest a little bit later. Futi la Dlamini uti Guloya. Buloi. Buloi. It must have started on the African continent. What could possibly be the reason of all things? What are lightning about South Africa on the African continent only? Americans know nothing about buloi also. Are you sure? Let's research, right? Let's get our facts right. It's Rise FM Lunch. Venom, Shishiliza, Flight Del saying. Tommy J as I kneel down on Rise FM Lunch, celebrating Africa Month, celebrating Africa Day, right? Which is tomorrow. So I want to be honest with you. There are things that are very authentic about the African continent. I mean, you can view other areas or countries, and there's bits and pieces of behaviors that you'll notice, and you'll know what you could never, ever even be brave enough to do what they do in their countries. Like, I see people, if it's a documentary or whatever the case may be, people are just minding their own business. People are on their cell phones out in the street. Their handbags are laying around, swinging even. And I'm like, not in Joburg. I can never be seen walking in the street with my phone on my ear. In the streets, never.
Here at Rise FM, while we like making winners all the time, we have competition terms and conditions. From the day you've won anything on Rise FM, you cannot win another on-air competition within 90 days. Playing fair and giving everybody a chance. Rise FM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.
So I absolutely agree with you. Kwalote na inkunzi originated on the African continent. That is Mlu TMS. Uti inkunzi, when settlers came to steal our land, livestock and natural resources. That's where it all started. And it's rife and continues even today going forward. Thank you so much for sharing yours. Things you reckon originated and only exist on the African continent. You're sharing your experience. On Edgewise FM 943. Otherwise, our voice note line is wide open, 072-885-7702. Manipulating fire. Manipulating fire. That is from Emmanuel Skinny. Mazilaguse, uti also a hand axe. So a hand axe as well as manipulating fire. Okay, I hear you. Spiwe Ngozi Repinga Utiena, life started in Africa. Life started in Africa. I love that one. Love that one. Load shedding. Load shedding comes from Prince Macheke. We're not the only ones, by the way, who experience load shedding. There are other areas that also experience load shedding, but as far as he's concerned, it started on the African continent. It must have started on the African continent. Guloya, witchcraft from Futhi Ladlamini. If only we could find the person who started witchcraft. Yeah? And have a one-on-one conversation. Why did you resort to witchcraft? What other methods did you consider to deal with is this individual before you resorted to witchcraft? Also, how did it all come together? Hey!